One guy is a college legend and a Super Bowl champion. And the other guy talked about it. More Home Team in Hamilton on the X.
We are going to try to get you back to the full Masters coverage as soon as we can. We know that that is a very important final round. A lot of people in Atlanta watching that. A lot of people want to get back to the coverage. We did have to cut in because, guys, lives are more important than golf.
We have a woman who's a meteorologist in town. She's trying to save lives. She was doing her job. And folks went crazy. We're going to get a chance to talk to her. Been watching her on TV for a while. I haven't had a chance to meet her. So this will be my first time, along with you, Joe, talking to Chief Meteorologist for CBS 46, Ella Dorsey, who joins us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show here on the Sports X. And Ella, we thank you for your time today. We know it's been a crazy 48 hours. Just take us through how you're going now, and you couldn't possibly imagine some of the blowback and the whirlwind that was caused by you coming on television like you always do and doing your job.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. Love 6 Days of Fan, so I'm glad to be a part of the show. So basically, we knew, right? We knew last week there was going to be severe weather on Sunday, and we also knew the final round of the Masters was going to be on. Tiger had a chance of winning it. It was going to be a big deal, and those two things are going to coincide, right? So we knew we had to be really careful about how we cut in, when we cut in. But we decided that if there were tornado warnings, we had to do a double box. That's our job, is to keep people safe. We wouldn't be a credible news station if we didn't do that. So we decided on the double boxes so that people could continue to watch the game, even if there were tornado warnings. Well, a tornado warning popped up in Gwinnett County at probably around 1 p.m. on Sunday. That was, I think it was around the 14th hole. I mean, when we cut in, we went over Tiger putting a birdie in. It was really terrible timing. But also, there's a million people that live in Gwinnett County, and with a possible tornado on the ground, we had to keep those people safe. So we cut in. We did about 10 to 12 minutes of coverage. Our usual plan is to be on air for the entire time that there's a tornado warning, which is usually 30 to 45 minutes. We cut that short because we weren't seeing any news of a confirmed tornado on the ground, so we got back to coverage as soon as we could. And in that, 10 to 15 minutes that we were on TV, both Jen and I in the CBS newsroom received hundreds of emails and tweets and Facebook posts and comments and phone calls just of pure hatred from people. It wasn't just like, hey, we understand, we would like to get back to the game. It was name calling and a few death threats. I even got some people said go die, some people said watch yourself when you're leaving the station tonight. And then afterwards, Jennifer and I we kind of felt, I don't really know how to describe it. It was a feeling of defeat almost, because that is the pinnacle of our job, is when there is severe weather, is to be on air keeping people safe. That is when we are the most important. That is when our job is the most important. And to be trying to do your job the best that you can and trying to save people's lives potentially and get that kind of negative feedback is really defeating. We will always do that as a station. We will always cut in. We will always be on air. And 10 out of 10 times, we had the plan. We did the plan. We would go on air again, just like we did. I was proud of the way we handled it. I was proud of the way that our station handled it. But people need to understand that it's not – a lot of the feedback that we got, guys, is like, hey, just get in and do it for 2 minutes and get out, right?
Well, get to that. Yeah, get to that, Ella. Ella Dorsey, CBS meteorologist from CBS 46, yeah, joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show. And to your point, I'm just looking at a tweet that was tweeted out Sunday from, and you also have to take the source into consideration, Bill Bat Juice. Bill Bat Juice said, CBS, a tornado could be outside my house, and I don't care. Put the Masters back on. So when you're dealing with people that are irrational, you also have to check the source. I think most of the criticism that I saw, and maybe you could address this, is how long the report went. What is the determining factor on the length of a report and who decides how long, how short it is supposed to go?
Right. So usually any tornado warning within our DMA, which is within our viewing area, which goes pretty much almost all the way down the Beacon, all the way to the Tennessee border, and then South Carolina, and it's all of North Georgia. We will be on air over any programming for the entirety of that tornado warning, which is 30 to 45 minutes. This was a special case, obviously, because of the Masters. So what we were doing is we have this thing called the National Weather Service Chat, and it's all of the meteorologists in the area as well as the National Weather Service meteorologists. And if there's a confirmed tornado on the ground, it will come up in the chat room a little bit into the tornado warning just from the spotters around the area. And that will usually be about 10 minutes into a warning. So we looked through the radar, couldn't see a defined tornado signature after about 6 or 7 minutes, and then we didn't get confirmation of a tornado on the ground. So after around 10 minutes, we decided, okay, there's probably not an actual tornado on the ground, so let's get back to golf coverage. But it usually takes about that long to decide and to decipher, is there something on the ground? Is there a tornado on the ground? And I think that I wouldn't feel comfortable just going in for 2 minutes saying, hey, here's what potentially is out there. Good luck with it. That's not our job, right? So usually it's 30 to 45 minutes. In this case, it was 10 to 12. In the future, especially in Atlanta and in Gwinnett County and in counties with a highly populated area, that's how long we will be on air in the same circumstances. If it was a county like, you know, Rabun County in North Georgia that has a much smaller population, it probably would have been a lot different.
CBS 46 meteorologist Ella Dorsey joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show.
Ella, what would you say to some of those rumors that said that CBS and the stations, you guys' station, just knew exactly that it was the master and kind of overdid it just for publicity or maybe notoriety, knowing that a lot of eyes were watching the Masters?
Oh my goodness. The last thing that we wanted to do. All of us were hoping and praying that there was not severe weather that day because we knew we were going to get this kind of reaction. We knew we were going to get this kind of pushback. We all wanted there to be absolutely nothing happening. We wanted no warnings. We absolutely, that is the last thing that we would do, is go cut over a coverage to get eyes or get clicks, right? The other three news stations area were on wall to wall the entire afternoon, if that gives you any perspective. So that is absolutely wrong. That is not what we wanted to do at all. I've gotten, you know, I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys. I cried Sunday afternoon after we were off air because of just how negative people were being. So if we could go back and have none of that severe weather happen, I would do it 100 times out of 100 times.
Well, it's an important job. And, you know, I think what it also illustrates is, one, that it's a bigger concept that's going on in the country where if something is not directly impacting me, I don't care. And I just want what I want as opposed to what is best for the greater good. Are there conversations, like you've already pointed out, look, when a storm comes in and there's a tornado, there have been many deaths from tornadoes over the last few weeks around the country. So it is important. Are there any conversations that you and the station or you and other meteorologists as a whole have to get into when you talk about how people want their information? Or, as you have said, are you guys still just going to do your job the way you need to do your job?
Yeah. Well, like you said, just in that one weekend, last weekend with the tornado outbreak, there were 9 deaths across the South, 41 confirmed tornadoes, 3 of them were in Georgia. So in the future, regardless of the way people want their information, if there's a tornado warning, we're going to be on air, because for the people whose lives that is affecting, we need to be there for them. And for the people whose lives it's not affecting, it's 10 or 15 minutes out of their day that they can spare for us potentially saving lives.
CBS 46 meteorologist Ella Dorsey joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. A lot of folks, you know, got to meet you in that way. First of all, you're a dog and you're from Baltimore, so you love your NFL football. You have a championship team and you're pro side. And then you certainly are rooting for Georgia. You're one of our own. You're one of us.
Yeah. I love sports, guys. I love sports. I love talking crap about sports. I'm a huge football fan. I grew up watching Ray Lewis and Ed Reed football. So, like, a pick six to me is the most fun play in football. I went to Georgia from 09 to 13, studied meteorology, and love the Dogs. Have been heartbroken by the Dogs. But it's really cool to live. I never thought that I would be coming back to Georgia because in this job, you have to be willing to go all around the country. So to be able to be in Atlanta, my hometown, have the Dogs here is such a cool experience. So other than weather, I mean, I am a dog. I'm a football fanatic, love Braves. I'm partnered with the Braves. For all of you who are listening, Kelsey Winger, who's the Braves sideline reporter, is like my very best friend. So we just have this big Atlanta sports thing going. That's amazing.
Ella, how do you feel about the Yellow Jackets? I hadn't heard you mention them.
Tech?
Yes, the Institute, yes.
They're not even worth mentioning.
She's a dog. She's a dog through and through. Well, Ella, we thank you for your time. You know, obviously the death threats are very serious, and I hope y'all *69. I hope y'all screenshot. I hope you use caller ID for whatever you can to get those creeps and the cowards that did that. It was something that, you know, a lot of people saw, and I'll tell you, there are other meteorologists around the country. I saw a situation in Washington, D.C., where they cut in and they were getting calls. So this phenomenon of people acting like whack jobs has to be monitored. And I hope that y'all catch anybody who said or did or made any inappropriate comments to you for just doing your job.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I would tell people, and the point I'm trying to get across, is that that's what, as local news, we, you know, everyone gets all their information from their phone now, and it's, you can get it in a split second. And so that is the phenomenon that we're seeing now, is like anything that interrupts you getting exactly what you want is not what people are used to anymore, because we're in an information age where it's right at your fingertips. But you can't get tornado coverage. If there's a tornado coming down your street, you can't get that on your phone. You have to tune into a news station. So that's when we are the most important. So in the future, I just implore people, before you send those nasty messages, one, think about the way it's going to affect the people that you're sending it to, because me and Jennifer are still pretty shaken up by it. And two, think about the people whose lives are in danger, because if we're going on TV, we know when we're cutting into programming, we know that there's potentially people whose lives are in danger, and that's what we're trying to do, is protect them.
Well, Ella, we hope you become a friend of the show. We'd love to have you back on. Hopefully we get you in studio one day, chop it up, and have you and Joe go back and forth about some jacket and some dog football. That'll be fun. And you just remember two things.
Listen, anytime you want me on to come talk about football, I will love to come on. I'm all about it.
You can't be a homer, though, Ella, because you've said some things about Georgia Tech. That it was off the round foot a little bit.
Joe's name is on the building down at Bobby Dodd. He's one of the all-time greats.
Listen, I respect you a lot for that, but we're still going to beat you this year.
Probably this year.
Well, Ella, thank you for your time. And remember two things. One, you did a great job. And two, it wasn't like you interrupted Game of Thrones. Okay?
Oh, thank goodness, right? All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Ella Dorsey from CBS 46 joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show. And so